ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the tenacious Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks, Rhea. It's been a good week. So how about yourself?
Good, good. Well, you know, it's getting warm and the air conditioning isn't working, but other than that, I'm fine. I was worried there that it was like that perimenopause or menopause or something, but no, it's just heat.
I mean, you've got the sea behind you or the ocean. I mean, how could it possibly be air conditioning?
Well, because as you see, I'm on the outside of the yacht as opposed to inside the yacht where the air conditioning is.
Clearly that's what it is.
Yes. I know. You're jealous.
I bear.
Because I'm in a better location, actually. It's a beautiful location. Right.
You didn't tell us you were going to be on location this week.
Sorry?
You didn't tell us you were going to be on location this week.
I know, I didn't. But you know what? I figured that I would share the pictures in my head with the audience. The wonders of modern technology. I can actually put that together. And yeah, see, now you see when I move my hands exactly how wonderful that is. I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who
haven't lost a passenger since 1978 when I was born.
Good job, Lee.
I'm not getting bad at this, am I?
Yeah, I wasn't sure you were going to be able to do that.
Yeah, see, and I was on a spot. I didn't know I was going to be doing it.
I know. Well, and you know what? I noticed how you said 1978 instead of the 70s, is which I normally say, but...
Yeah, I did think about lying and saying like 1988, but I'm not quite sure that'd be believable.
No, I'm sorry. Completely not.
Good try.
Yeah, good try. That's like me saying I was born in 1998.
No. I think the start should have been 18.
Right. So what's going on in Crew Travel? What's happening around? We've got a lot of sort of good news, actually. Things are opening up. Different countries are opening up. More and more countries are being put on green list because of vaccination programs going really well. So, overall, it looks to be a pretty good week this week.
It has been again. You know, it's another one. We, you know, definitely can't complain and touch on wood, as we always do on this show. But yeah, it's been mainly positive, and which is all good news for the crew who need to travel.
So what's going on with Air France, KLM and Delta Airlines? And I'll tell you, this one is a good one.
It is indeed, yeah. So KLM, Air France and Delta this week announced that effective immediately, seafarers' family, namely spouses and children under the age of 16, can now take advantage of the marine fares that are specifically used for seafarers when travelling for work. The eligibility requirements are as follows. Family members must be travelling with the crew member to or from the vessel where the crew member is actively signed on. One of the following documents will also have to be shown at check-in. It would either need to be a copy of the ship's manifest showing the name of the spouse or the child, or a letter of authorization in PDF format on letterhead of the shipping company or cruise liner, which confirms the spouse or child will join the ship. Obviously, with regards to this, it's important to know that any exemptions that seafarers may hold traveling into countries in relation to their status as an essential worker will not be extended to the family members. This is extremely important to remember, especially if traveling to countries which still have quarantine requirements in place for tourists.
Well, it's definitely a step in the right direction, though. That's exciting. Italy, news.
So Italy is introducing a mandatory 5-day quarantine for visitors from Britain from Monday. This is due to the growing concerns over the Delta coronavirus variant, which is running rampant in Britain at the moment. They will also have to be tested for COVID, the country's health minister Roberto Speranza said on Friday. Mr. Speranza made the announcement in a Facebook post saying the 5-day quarantine period with a swab requirement will apply to anyone coming from Britain. So not just British citizens, it's anyone travelling from Britain. In better news, though, visitors from the United States, Canada, Japan, and other European states can enter if they have a green pass showing they are vaccinated or have recently tested negative. A ban on people arriving from India, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka will remain in place for the foreseeable future.
So what happens if they're just transiting through England, though? Say, for example, they're coming from the United States or New Zealand and they catch a flight. They don't actually leave the airport in England. It's just a sort of transit.
At the moment, they've not specified. I would probably say even transiting is going to be a bit of a no-go if it's for tourism purposes. Obviously, if you are traveling for tourism, try and stay away from the UK if you want to miss that quarantine period in Italy.
Right. And Germany.
Yeah, so travellers from several more third countries will be permitted to enter Germany from Sunday, June the 20th. This is regardless of their vaccination status. This after the German federal government decided to include these countries in the list of safe third countries upon a recommendation of the EU Council. The decision has been announced in a press release of the Federal Ministry of Home Affairs, which notes that the entry ban for residents of these countries has been lifted due to the low number of coronavirus cases in their territory. So as a result, as from yesterday, June the 20th, travellers from the following countries will be allowed to enter Germany for tourism reasons without being vaccinated. They are Australia, New Zealand, Japan, the United States of America, Singapore, and South Korea.
Wow. Well, that's good news for tourists. And it's the right time of year too. And I hear Germany's pretty warm right now.
It is. I mean, it's an odd one because Germany have taken quite a hard stance recently with regards to entry and even transiting to certain nations. So now to come out and say that these five countries, you know, especially including the United States in there, because historically through the COVID pandemic, they've been sort of frowned upon, shall we say, to now be allowed to enter unvaccinated, you know, that is a massive step.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a massive step. Is it a smart one? Who knows? I guess that will remain to be seen.
I guess we're going to find out soon enough.
Yeah, we will. United Arab Emirates.
Yeah, so Dubai authorities have today shared that it will be relaxing entry requirements for citizens from India and South Africa. Travel had been heavily restricted from these countries in the pandemic. Amid the pandemic. However, from June the 23rd, there will be progress for those looking to fly to the Emirates. Those travelling from India need to have had two doses of a UAE-approved coronavirus vaccine. Moreover, they must have a QR-coded certificate following a negative PCR test taken within 48 hours before departure. They must also undergo a PCR test on arrival in Dubai. Thereafter, they would also need to undergo institutional quarantine until they receive their result, which is expected back within 24 hours. Notably, United Arab Emirates citizens and diplomats are exempted from this step. Passengers from South Africa will have to go through the same vaccine and testing requirements, but there is no mention of the institutional quarantine for these passengers. For those requiring vaccinations, there are four vaccines which have been approved by the UAE. These are the Pfizer BioNTech, the Sputnik V, the Oxford AstraZeneca, and the Sinopharm.
Who would name a vaccine the Sputnik?
The joy of the Russians, isn't it? I mean, I'm not sure I want Sputnik injected in me.
I'm just off to get my Sputnik. Okay. I don't know. It just sounds weird, you know? Like, okay, Pfizer, whatever. You know, they're strange names. Sputnik. Switzerland, what's going on there?
So Switzerland, they are set to reopen to fully vaccinated travellers from the United States and Canada. The news comes just after days that the United States relaxed entry requirements for travellers heading to Switzerland. Multiple media organisations have reported that pending final ratification by the Swiss Parliament on 23rd of June, Switzerland will lay out the welcome mat to fully vaccinated travellers from the United States and Canada from June the 28th.
Nice. Well, that's good news because, you know, just being in Switzerland. Do you know what? I went to Switzerland once. And the amount of money they charged me for a cup of coffee, I've never been back.
Did you stock up on Toblerone?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Amazing. I mean, beautiful country. But the LOT Polish Airlines, it's an airline company that I've never heard of before.
Yeah, so in good news for Polish crew working the Med this season, LOT Polish Airlines, the flag carrier of Poland, announced yesterday that it would be deploying its Boeing 787 aircraft on routes from its base in Warsaw to two Greek destinations, those namely being Athens and Heraklion. To Athens, LOT will operate the wide-body aircraft on Sundays only, between the dates of the 27th of June and the 3rd of October. To Heraklion, LOT will operate the Dreamliner aircraft only on Sundays as well, this one being between the 27th of June through till the 10th of October.
Okay, and Brussels Airlines has some news.
They do indeed. Brussels Airlines have resumed flights to the United States as from the 14th of June. We're a little bit late bringing this, but I thought it's important to share anyway. This is after an absence of 15 months. The Belgian carrier will fly thrice weekly to New York and four times a week to Washington, D.C. Brussels Airlines have not operated flights to the United States since March 2020.
Wow. And Delta Airlines.
Yeah, after suspending its meal service in 2020 due to the pandemic, Delta is finally bringing back hot meals to transcontinental flights in the premium cabin. Five routes will see the meal service return. Routes from Boston Logan International Airport and New York John F. Kennedy International Airport to Seattle Airport, Los Angeles International Airport and San Francisco International Airport will see the meal service return. Passengers will be able to indulge in the return of breakfast, lunch and dinner items like lemon ricotta pancakes with blueberry thyme syrup, a smoked salmon plate with bagel chips or beef short ribs with whipped potatoes.
Yum.
And there you go. That'll get your juices going.
Right. I'm just going to go on the plane for airplane food now.
Hey, do you know what? I think I'm probably one of the only people who absolutely love plane food. Can't get enough of it. I mean, people turn their nose up, but I think it's great.
Yeah, you are weird, though.
Well, yeah, but to be fair, you've not tasted my wife's cooking.
Okay. I'm not even going to touch that one because you know what? You're going to be paying for that for the next couple of weeks, I'm sure. I will send her a copy of this, though.
I was going to say, she don't listen, that's all right, it's fine.
Oh, she will, though. I'll cut out the specific part and send just that to her so she doesn't have to waste too much time, right?
No, please don't, because I won't be here next week.
But I mean, it's nice that they're finally getting food again. I mean, you know, I don't know, just the idea that they're not serving food on board. But I mean, other than that, you know, we're taking a look. Everything is opening up. It's really, you know, aside from the pain in the behind of PCR tests and the antigen tests and all the other things that you've got to consider. And I mean, for me, it's frustrating because my children are going to visit their father for a few weeks. And you know, you're not really sure which test they should get and, you know, whether it be 72 hours or 48 hours. And because everybody has different rules, and we've had that discussion before, there's just so many different rules. You don't want to rock up and all of a sudden they say, oh no, we're sorry, but you need this test. And they both need, you know, or this test needs to be 48 hours before. Make sure to have every bit of paperwork because you just never know.
Exactly right. You know, and like we always, you know, it's the common mantra of travel through the pandemic, isn't it? That things change at the drop of a hat, you know, and it is true. You know, it's not just a saying that we bring out every week. I mean, it's completely true. And like you say, you know, you get the 24 hours, the 48 hours, the 72 hours, PCR, antigen test, this, that, and all the rest of it. You know, it's not impossible to keep on top of it. You know, even for us guys who are working in travel, we're having to try and keep up to date and juggling plates here, left, right, and centre. So, you know, it's not easy to travel at the moment. Or granted, things are starting to open up. But with opening up comes a load more paperwork and tests and everything else that, you know, that comes with it, which granted, we're happy to do that because we want to get traveling again. But to keep on top of that, you know, it is really difficult at this moment in time.
Well, I got to say, I'm lucky because my kids are getting on one flight, you know, in one location and they're landing in the others. There's no, you know, jumping planes or going from plane to plane or airport to airport. And when we're talking crew, more than likely, there's going to be two to three different flights that they've got to catch in their journey. And each one of those has a different set of rules, a different set of regulations, especially if you're crossing borders or continents. I just, you know, I have enough headache with this. I'm almost tempted to stay home for at least another two years until things.
Yeah, just make sure it's over. Yeah, give it five. You should be okay.
Hey, are you poking fun at me? That's just not nice.
No, Never, as if I would ever do that.
I'm not sure anybody wants me visiting their country anyway, to be absolutely honest. Anyways, Lee, once again, it's been an absolute pleasure. I appreciate your time. We're going to make sure to provide Lee's LinkedIn links, Lee's LinkedIn down below this interview, because everything that has happened on a daily basis, Lee is always on the ball and makes sure that we are kept up to date with what is going on. You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.
Now we're inviting Executive Platinum, Emerald, Sapphire, and Ruby.